Blog Talk Radio. Ever get enough of Donna Summers. Welcome to this week's edition of Hear No Evil here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your show host and producer, Darlene Lewis, welcoming you and yours to call in me and talk with me right now, 347-989-0761. And tonight's topic, would you tell your ex that you want them back? Well, you and your lover went your separate ways. You thought the grass was greener on the other side. You realized that the 80-20 rule was something you should have paid more attention to. You had 80%, but you went looking for something different and only got 20% of what you were craving. Now your love is living their lives without you. You are miserable, but you want them back. How many of you have this problem? Call into the show and tell us if you're going back is the right thing to do, or should you just keep on keeping on? Now, according to AskMen.com, although breakups are sometimes mutual, there are two primary reasons why relationships fall apart. Either you go or she goes. Now, if you decide to leave, you're in the driver's seat. You have very specific reasons why you want to get out of this thing and move on with your life. And it's doubtful that you ever consider taking her back. But if she decides to bolt, it's totally a different story. She can leave you a bewildered emotional wreck, crying on your beer, and wondering just what the hell happened. This kind of devastation can overpower your normally logical thought process. That's why if your ex-girlfriend contacts you and says she's willing to give you a second chance, odds are you're going to jump right back into the frying pan without thinking. But anytime you act out of emotion or desperation, you're bound for trouble. Yes. So before you leap without looking, it's wise to take a breath, examine the reasons your relationship fell apart, and ask yourself, do I really want to take her back? Now answer yourself. To come up with a reasonable answer to this question, first you have to understand the vagueness of the female mentality. See, women are very selfish creatures. They get into relationships for selfish reasons, and they leave for selfish reasons. They are constantly looking to feather their nest and have absolutely no guilt or remorse about using you or any other man to get what they want. Now, why do we leave? Let's look at a few reasons why a woman will leave in order to understand later on if you should even consider taking her back. Well, number one, she thinks she's getting a better deal elsewhere. You know the 80-20 rule? Sometimes they don't know they have 80% until they only get 20%. Someone with more money than you comes along and she's gone in a heartbeat. You're no longer useful to her. Another reason why we leave is we're getting older. A woman's appearance is her commodity and she knows it. The older she gets, the less attractive she becomes to men with the kind of financial resources she can sexploit. So if you're not coming through with the big paycheck, she's out looking for a rich guy before it's too late. Maybe it's because her mom doesn't think you're good enough, or you always do as she says. Now, sometimes these things may not be the case, but I'm just giving you experience and also a lot of women. Also, we feel peer pressure. Can you do better than this? Is the incessant mantra from mom, her girlfriends, and her coworkers, all of whom are judging you by the size of your wallet primarily. Women leave because we're bored. You've been catering to her every whim, giving in to her demands, and doing everything her way. Now you're no longer a challenge, and she wants to find a bad boy for a while. Of course, he'll just use and abuse her, and then she'll be on the hurt again for a nice guy like you. I'm sorry, she'll be on the hunt again for a nice guy like you, repeating the whole pattern. Sometimes women move on mentally. She's made new friends, moved into a different social circle, and you no longer fit in. Sometimes women are immature and indecisive and fickle. She keeps breaking up and coming back to you. She's just not certain about what she wants. Let her go. Sometimes she's just a psycho. She's emotionally fragile or craves drama. Her past relationship history consists of a series of crazy affairs and abrupt breakups. No matter how well you treat her, she's got problems and will find a way to sabotage your relationship. Sometimes, guys, women are players. Yeah, she gets off on her sexual power over men. She makes guys chase her, seeing to what lengths they'll go to get her. And when she finds out, poof, she's gone. Women leave because they have no loyalty to you. She has affairs just because she wants to, or to convince herself that she will still be attractive to other men. But naturally, it was you who drove her to do this. And she sold you a bill of goods. You know, at the start of the relationship, she was full of life, a blast to hang out with, not to mention a sexual wildcat. But now that you've fallen for her, all this has stopped. Her attitude is, why should I bother? He has me. After all, what more could he want? She lops off her hair, pulls on any type of outfit, puts on weight, becomes more and more and more demanding, and when you complain, she snaps back at you. Take me as I am, and proceeds to blame all the relationship problems on you, and eventually will leave you. Now, why would she come back? But if being involved with you was so terrible, then why would she even bother to make an attempt to come back? It's not because she suddenly realized what a great guy you are. Here are some of the real reasons. Note that most of these explanations have to do with her not liking the new guy, rather than realizing that she made a mistake in breaking up with you. The new guy turned out to be less than expected. He didn't have as much money as he advertised. He turned out to be cheap and just as selfish as she. And all of a sudden, you're looking like a much better prospect. The new guy smacks her around and winds up being a player himself. He's abusive, overly possessive, and he may have some crazy going on. The new guy turns out to be even more boring than she thought you were. She's less attractive than she thinks she is. He wasn't willing to pay the high price tag she set on herself. She can't manipulate the new guy, by the way. She can manipulate you. All the same reasons that she left you are repeating themselves. She knows you'll just roll over and take her back. Now, guys, listen carefully and think about it and ask yourself, what should you do? Well, your job is to sit down and calmly and unemotionally assess the reason she left and the reason she wants to come back. If all you can come up with is a long list of negatives, then write her off to experience and move on. But if she seems sincere or you think another try is really worth the effort, then ask yourself the following question. Has she changed or are the same problems there? Is she just covering them up to hook you again? Is she acting sweet and nice, not just so you'll take her back? Is she trying to come back because she realizes she really cares about you? Or because it's convenient for her and she's desperate because no one else will put up with her bull? And has she learned not to be so selfish and greedy? Or are you doomed to go through the whole breakup scenario again if someone better comes along? Has she gotten counseling? And is she really trying to change her life? Is she someone you would be non-sexual friends with? Make a rational decision. Also, take the time to examine your own motives. Why would you want to take her back? Do you truly care for her? Or is it because you're lonely or afraid you'll never meet anybody else? Are you willing to settle for a marginal relationship just to be going out with a woman? Or have you lost status from the breakup and need to regain it again? Or are you just desperate for sex? The more unemotional you can be when you make your decision, the greater the chance you'll make the right one by calmly assessing the situation and asking yourself the right questions. You can avoid jumping back into a relationship that's less than what you deserve. Now, I don't know if all of these things are thought of when you break up with somebody, but this is something that you should really, truly think about when you decide that your ex wants you back. Be right back.
Ooh, baby, love the way you make a nigga feel. Crazy, if nobody ever loved me, she will. I got a good girl, and I know it's a fact. Oh, so be a good girl, come and sit on my lap. Oh, oh, you are the moon that glows in my nighttime. Oh, baby, you're my sun, you're my earth, girl, you're my lifetime. Girl, you make a nigga feel good. So good. Let them know. Yeah, you make a man feel good. Good, baby. Ooh, girl, you make a nigga feel good. Feeling so good. So good. Yeah, you make a man feel good. So good. Good, baby. So good. Oh, you make me.
Did you guys know about the new hip-hop reality show, Love & Hip Hop? They're going to do a new season in Atlanta. So one of the cast members is Lil Scrappy's baby mama. So Lil Scrappy's baby mama, her name is Erica Dixon, right? She's part of the cast, like I said. And she wanted to make sure that the fans who were unaware of her existence understood exactly who she was and what her history is with the Atlanta rapper. I quote, "I wanted people to know who I am. A lot of people associated Lil Scrappy with Diamond, and they assumed that my child was her child. So I just want to give people a little insight on who I am and what I have going on. We've been in a relationship on and off for 10 years. During that off period, he was with Diamond. That situation came along years down the line during the whole crime mob thing after he signed with Lil Jon. She also made it clear that she was never involved in any messy love triangles. She says when Scrappy was with Diamond, he was not with her. Now, I don't know about you guys, So I get so sick and tired of these rappers having unprotected sex with all of these different women and then having all of these different baby mamas with all these baby mama dramas and then coming on TV and promoting that, you know, they have this and that and they're with this one and that one, and none of them have a ring on their finger and they just laying up. Come on, knock it off, okay? And you girls going back and forth with these guys who are sleeping around with all of these different women, knock it off. Get it together. Stop acting like your love is free.
in a way I just can't seem to understand. Thought it was me and you, baby, me and you until the end, but I guess I was wrong.
Call him, all you get for busy clothes. I heard you found out that you're doing to you, but you did to me. Ain't that the way it goes? When you cheated, girl, my heart beat it, girl. So it goes without saying that you let the feeling hurt. Just a classic case scenario. Hell is over time, girl, you got what you deserve. And now you want somebody to cure the lonely nights. You wish you had somebody that could come and make it right. Girl, I ain't somebody, really out of sympathy.
Welcome back to Hear No Evil here on Blog Talk Radio. I thought I would have some callers calling in at 347-989-0761 on the topic, would you tell your ex that you want them back? But I guess no one would tell their ex that they want them back because the phone lines are not lit up. So I guess this is just going to be a night of information and a night of good music. I'm on for the next 18 minutes. So if you want to call in, call me now. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture, which is at 515 Malcolm X Boulevard in New York City. The telephone number there is 212-491-2200. That's 212-491-2200. The general research and reference operating hours are Mondays through Wednesdays from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., Thursdays and Fridays 11 to 6 p.m., and Saturday 10 to 5 p.m. Manuscripts, archives, and rare books are open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 5 p.m., Friday and Saturday 10 to 5 p.m. Now, when Arthur Schomburg, a black Spanish speaking scholar, came to New York from Puerto Rico in the 20th century, he wanted to bridge the gap between cultures and provide a sense of community within African, Latino, and European people. Schomburg's first achievement was as the co-founder for the Negro Society for Historical Research. He was thought to play an influential role in the Harlem Renaissance because of his passion and dedication to link history with the present and empowering his community. Schomburg began collecting black memorabilia, including slave narratives, books, journals, and artwork. His collection was added to the Division of Negro Literature, History, and Prints in the New York Library in 1972. The Research Library of the New York Public Library was named the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. Today, the collection of over 5 million items draws in thousands of visitors every year. The center, based in Harlem on Malcolm X Boulevard, serves as a distribution center for information to the world. The center was among the first in the nation to have the Emancipation Proclamation on display, attracting masses. The center also hosts programs such as the Scholars in Residence Program, which helps scholars and professionals who are researching black culture. Now, people in the Scholars and Residence Program have access to all the census resources for 6 months to 1 year. Staff and other scholars trade information and support during their research. The center isn't all about academics, though. A Women's Jazz Festival and Black Panther Film Festival have been hosted at the center, along with other entertaining events. With all the center has to offer, it combines academics, entertainment, and a wealth of information for people interested in Black culture. People can visit in person or take a virtual tour online. The Schomburg Center for Research and Black Culture's website has all the information about the collection, services, and programs. To see what's going on now at the center, go to www.schomburgcenter.org. I remember doing a story on Arturo Schomburg when I was an undergrad for the Horizon newspaper, which is a student newspaper at Bar Manhattan Community College when I was a student there. Prior to me graduating, I went to the Schomburg and I interviewed the former curator, who was Mr. Dodson, Howard Dodson, and we spoke in length on Arturo Schomburg. And the reason why Arturo Schomburg was so adamant about acquiring historical information is because when he was in school, his teachers told him that there were nothing that his ancestors contributed, which is amazing that people in the South and in other nations felt that Black people did not contribute anything, when everyone knew, well, maybe not that many people knew, but they were so ignorant that most of the inventions and products that were invented and all types of antidotes for cures for diseases were created by African Americans. So thank you to Arturo Schomburg for having the guts and the passion for truth and history. I just love, love, love Donna Summers. Listen, we're coming to the close of the show. I want you to take this moment to write down some valuable information. Next week, June 28th, R. Kelly will be in Tribeca. Ziggy Marley's coming to New York. Of course, Justin Bieber's around. Of course, the Obamas is in New York. So I'm going to be around, God willing. And hopefully you'll call in next week. We also offer opportunities for individuals that want to make money to refer advertisers, promoters, artists, recording artists, models, small businesses, promoters, authors, any individual that have a product, goods, or service that they are selling or offering to the public. We're offering individuals that refer those individuals to us, jobs, commission-based jobs. So if you're interested, please go to futurenetworkproductions.com and click on the radio tab there and register. And or you can email Darlene Renee Lewis at yahoo.com and call 646-548-9501, and we will definitely get back to you on that. Also, you can get my books at lulu.com/spotlight/Darlene Lewis, or you can search for me on amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com. Until next week, I want you to enjoy yourself, and remember that love is love.
I'm not afraid to die. to, but in the end I still chose you. No one could ever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. Somehow between me and you, our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying to change. Tell me how it slips away. Does it ever stay the same? We don't even talk. Fight a love that goes on happen every day.